Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years, and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person in community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We will begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, and verses 23 through 24 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. We will begin our psalm with a refrain. I'll sing it through once, and then you can join me the second time. We will sing it throughout the psalm. After we are done reading the psalm, we will end with a refrain again. Let's sing the scripture together.
Oh God, you have searched me. Know me, oh God, you have searched me and known. Oh God, you have searched me and know me, oh God, you have searched me and known.
Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Oh God, you have searched me and know me. Oh God, you have searched me and know me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
Oh God, you have searched me. Know me, oh God, you have searched me and known.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not darkness to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Oh God, you have searched me and know me. Oh God, you have searched me and known.
We have a special guest today in our reader, Dr. Michael Graves. Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. New International Version.
The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It is called a litany. I will name a topic, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and then you will respond, hear our prayer. We will then move to another topic of prayer. If you need more time, or if you're doing this as a family, and want time for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready, and start right back up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are all-knowing and all-powerful. Amazing are your works. You know us when we rise from sleep, work, and study during the day, and when we lay ourselves down in slumber. Thus we come before you, praying, that we will behold and know your blessings. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For your pardon of our many sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world, as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those without clean water to drink or bathe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That your Holy Spirit may bind us with all your church, our sisters and brothers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Even when darkness and evil seem to overcome and overshadow us, O Lord, remind us that you are with us, our advocate and friend, and nothing, not even sin and death, can stand against you. Amen. I would like to thank Dr. Michael Graves for reading Scripture today. Dr. Graves is the Armending Professor of Biblical Studies in the Bible and Theology Department at Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois. His primary area of teaching is the Old Testament, and what an amazing teacher he is. I know this because Michael also teaches and lectures at Gary Church, where he serves in many capacities, as well as an usher on Sunday. His latest amazing book is Biblical Interpretation in the Early Church. I will be sure to put more information about Dr. Graves and his work in the show notes. Michael, with earnestness and care, always proclaims the gospel to all he meets. Thank you, Michael. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you.